Canadian DIY Mobile, Citywide 1. Hey, thanks for coming back to me. I'm surprised I'm actually getting in. I'm all the way up by Silver Lake State Park into the Muskegon repeater. Name here is Gordon, Kilo 8, Delta India Yankee.
NADBF, KATMR.
Good morning.
Good morning. How am I coming through?
You sound completely fine. You're at like a negative 106 with no loss.
Not too bad, man. I'm actually hitting the, I think it's the Cass City repeater. But, yeah, no luck on 40 or 80, that kind of stinks. But I'll have to scope around. Maybe I can throw a wire up later. There's a bunch of trees around, just not right next to me.
Yeah, you're sounding good. And I just realized I was on low power, so hopefully, I mean, I probably didn't sound any different, but I should be better now. And 80 was rough. I think we're just too late in the morning. And then 40, I don't know. I don't think with you being vertical, me being semi-horizontal, I don't think that's going to help us either. So I think if I lower my antenna later and you find somewhere to put your wire horizontal, we'll probably be okay.
Yeah, I'll give it a try. There's a like a field. Well, it's actually like a disc golf course right across from us. It's got a bunch of trees. I'm sure I can go over there. A lot less people, but they started packing in next to me last night. Yesterday, I had the whole spot next to me open, so I was going to try that, but I'll give it a whirl later on.
Yeah, let me know. I'll be around. I literally just turned on my radio, so I'll be around to see if I can hear you.
All right. I didn't get the first part of what you were saying, but I got to be around, so I will get a hold of you in a little while once I scope out an area, and hopefully I can get something going and we can test that out.
All right, man. Sounds good. Just shoot me a text. NADBF.
All right. Sounds good. I'll talk to you in a little bit. Okay, TMR.
AEAWOJ.
Morning, Rick.
How you doing, young man? I don't think I've heard you all week long.
Get in there. Just at home with the kids, do a little bit of perusing on Amazon and playing a little bit of radio. How about you?
Yeah, kind of close to the same, I guess. Feeding the cats, feeding my aching belly, and laying around, lounging around. Now I'm on the porch with a cigar again.
Well, it's a beautiful morning for it. I looked outside and was thinking about going out there, I saw a raccoon in the field. I'm like, do I really care to chase this thing down right now?
Yeah, it's pretty darn nice out. I was thinking I should be at the range sighting in them two barrels. But then somebody told me how hot it was going to be today. I said, nope, I guess not.
Yeah, I'm glad I cut my grass yesterday.
Yeah, the heat knocks me right out. If I was, if the whole summer was like yesterday, I'd be a happy camper.
Damn thing roamed to Mount Clemens. I don't know if that last one came through.
Nope, I didn't hear a thing. I figured the kids had you tied up.
No, I'm going to have to adjust the code plug on this radio. I don't even know how I'm picking up Mount Clemens from out. My Walker 7 roamed to it, and I didn't realize it. So all I said was yesterday was beautiful. It's nice enough that you're comfortable. There's a little bit of a breeze, and you're not sweating.
Yeah, exactly. I don't know how many trips I spent out here on the porch and on the back deck there. It was really, really nice. The night before, we had a pretty good storm come rolling through here. And I couldn't sleep. I don't know what was up, kind of thing. I couldn't sleep. I'd come out here, and the cat was out here waiting for me. He's usually hanging out in the back.
What time are you usually out and about?
Oh, heck, I get up at about 4:45 in the morning, and I go out and feed the cats, and then after that, I'm in and out all day. Plus, I got the radio on down in the basement there, so I'm listening most of the time. Actually, I even forgot to turn the doggone thing off yesterday. It was on all night.
I've done that before, so you're an early bird.
Yeah, it seems like I've always been, I always had a long drive to work, and some of the places we started at 6, and I had over an hour drive kind of thing, and I just got kind of used to it. And then now being retired, I figured I could kind of sleep in stuff, but the cats were waiting at the back door at 5 in the morning every morning, so I don't want them sitting around waiting for hours, so I started getting up for that. Now I just wake up at 4:30, quarter to 5 without even setting the alarm anymore.
That's how I felt for a long time. I used to hate it, but now I don't mind it. But I will say recently, ever since I started working from home, I was sleeping pretty damn good and waking up at about, I don't know, 7:30-ish some days.
When I was working, I noticed that I was really, really kicking a lot of output in the morning. Just going like mad, getting a whole lot done kind of thing. Lunch would roll around. People would often have to remind me, hey, it's lunchtime. You know, all of a sudden it's got to go quiet. And I'd stop for lunch. And in the afternoon, I'd start petering out. And by the time quitting time rolled around, I'd had enough and was ready to go home.
I didn't catch that last one. One more time?
Yeah, sorry about that. I was just saying how it seemed like I got most of the work done for the day in the morning. And then in the afternoon, I was just kind of not really cruising, but just didn't have the energy that I had in the morning. Okay, Dakota, have a good one there. Good to catch up with you. Have fun with the little ones today, and we'll catch you later. KE8WOJ.
We have a KMS monitoring my high state wave one.
W8 meeting. W8BD.
Yeah, it's Phil, KPR.
Did you copy me?
Hey, Bill,
what's up, buddy?
Yeah, I'm just playing around with the CS-800. Got some quirky stuff going on here. Like it's showing, I got it in promiscuous mode or monitor mode, and it's showing, coming up, this is color code 0 instead of 1.
Well, maybe that's what's indicating to you via the radio software that it's in promiscuous mode. Promiscuous mode means any color, any time slot, any talk group.
Yeah, well, it's supposed to show which what color code slot. It does show slot 1. So, can you go over to Speedway 2 and make sure to see if this is the show slot 2?
It would have to be slot 1, otherwise I wouldn't hear it.
No, I understand. I'm showing what shows on my display. So, like I said, so if you go ahead and transmit on Speedway 2 for a second, or for a moment here, it should show up as slot 2 on my promiscuous mode.
Okay. Won't be a problem. Give me a second. I got to use a different radio. I'm using my repeater right now. Just a second. I'll go in the car.
Oh, you don't have to do that. I thought you had it right there.
Hey, Phil.
Yeah?
Yeah. I just sent my call.
Oh, I didn't pick it up at all. That's interesting.
I'll do it one more time. W8. Okay. You're not hearing me. Hey, just to let you know, are you trying to do it from Handy Talkie to Handy Talkie just to figure out which one's slot 1 and slot 2? If you're trying to do that, that doesn't work.
W8BD, clear. W8BD.
Did you make any progress, though? W8BD.
Keep it just 1, 2.
W-A-P-D.
How's it going, Wally? N-A-W-R-O.
Pretty good. How's it going with you?
Good. Went out to dinner with Gina over at the St. Clair Hamlin Pub. My other nephew manages that one. It's by the water there. I kind of like it. A little smaller than the Richmond Pub, but I like it. Still good food.
Yeah, they got good food. When's the chicken thing? Isn't that Sunday?
That's a good question. I don't know what day of the week, but that's exactly what I had, that chicken that they have. I don't like the broccoli, so I get it, the carrots and mashed potatoes, and that's exactly what I had. It was delicious.
That's good. Glad it worked out. Did you get your email?
No, not over there. Just did the, you know, the walk on the boardwalk there, or whatever that is, the park right across. They got some kind of, well, they always do, have some kind of a festival going on. Houses, stuff for kids. But we just kind of walked after dinner along there, and then it's kind of hot out, so we didn't stay too long, but it's nice by the river there.
If you want to see. Well, that's always a good time.
Yeah, that's right. There was, we marked on that, is that there was no freighters going by at the time. Looked upriver, downriver, nothing coming our way. So a few boats out there, look over at Canada. Some of the kids were swimming. There's some steps that go right down into the river, and they were swimming in there. Yeah, I wouldn't do that. I think that might be where John may dive. I'm not sure if that's it, or because we were talking a while back. He has in the past. He has dove that river there. So.
Yeah, I think there's a sunken ship out there or something somewhere, if I remember her correctly. You know, it's fairly deep, you know, 50, 60 feet.
He must not be monitoring, because we're starting to talk diving, and he can't resist that topic. So, yeah, you did mention there are some wrecks out there. And then if you get into the channel, of course, it's deeper there where the freighter channel is. But got to be careful, because there's a current underneath. So you go in one spot, you're going to come out another.
Yeah, I think it's like 7 miles an hour or something. It's quite significant, actually.
Yeah, I don't know much about diving except for what you guys talk about. And you did say that current was strong enough that, if I never thought about this, if you put your regulator and you face upstream into the current, you can't actually get water in your regulator, which might not be a good feeling if you're under there.
Oh, don't let them spook you. There's a button right in the front. You just touch it.
I take it blows it all out if that happens.
Yeah, I haven't dove in hundreds of years, literally probably 40 or 50, but I'm telling you, even back then, there was a button.
Well, I think we got training coming up this Thursday. I'm not sure. I think, in fact, I got to answer a question. I think John chimed in. What are we doing for training? I think Mike wants to do that NTS traffic handling, which, you know, I'll do it. I haven't played with that in years, but a little pads of paper where you take the work down.
I'm going to call you on our other one. I'll be right back.
Just why? NAWRO. I got to turn it on. Give me a second.
WAFU testing.
Good test on that last one, Sean. NAWRO.
Okay, real good. Is my ID showing up correctly?
Yes. 711. Correction. 767.
Okay, that makes sense. I was going to say, what's 711? Okay, very good. Thank you. I was desensing my other radio, so I couldn't quite tell.
Sure thing. We'll see you tomorrow morning. NAWRO.
Yes, you will. WAFU.
Testing 123, W8FU.
31261
W8FU testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Rick, can you answer me back here on 5-1? Wally and I are working on something, and I want to verify that this video is receiving from the network.
I got you, Sean. You're still loud and clear here, N-A-W-R-O.
All right, Tim, thank you. Yeah, Wally's hearing me, but I can't hear him, so something's going on.
Interesting. Looking on the dashboard right now. Don't see anything.
All right, he's going to try to see if he can figure out what's going on. He's hearing us, but when he talks out on this talk group, he can't, we're not hearing him.
Copy. I don't see anything. Let's see. W8VB. Got the Brandmeister group on the dashboard, so I don't know. It's a mystery. N-A-W-R-O. Copy.
I'm sure he'll figure it out. W-8-F-U.
W-8-P.
Now I can hear you.
Closer,
I think. Copy. N-A-W-R-O.
You can hear everything I say.
Crystal clear now. No issues.
All right. I'm working on this project. Hopefully, but I think they know what's happening here. I'm over here myself on the other end. You know what? I'm going to do something here. Just a second. Give me a minute.
Copy. N-A-W-R-O standing by.
Okay, get too many duplexers in here because I'm duplexing before the duplexers. Is this better?
It's almost funny. It made me laugh. Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah. Well, I was trying to use my UHF radio and this other one. And, I mean, it's a mess. You can see it's electrical mess. I'm wondering if I'm not cross-contaminating.
I hear you. Yeah, best proceed with caution, I suppose, right?
This puppy ain't going anywhere till I have it perfected. And then it's going to go to that big radio shop in the sky, and he's going to re-perfect it. I want to learn, and I also want to make it so when he gets his hands on it, like most of the things I do, he only has to do one or two things.
Yeah, that sounds like, let's just call that best practices. And, of course, you do know a guy, so that's good.
I do. We have to get you a pie star. Just cause.
But I'm so close to the Richmond Tower.
But for digital stuff, it's kind of fun. It gets boring quick, but it's something you should have in your quiver. You also need a Brandmeister account. Can you get one of those? Because I mean, I'm going to need more cops. And I want you and Sean to be a cop on this thing, too, you know, in case you have to shut it down.
Yeah, I think I already have a, I'm not using it, but I think I already have a Brandmeister account. I'll have to check.
Yeah, see if you can log into it. And I know you got DMR ID, but it doesn't necessarily mean you have a Brandmeister account. See if you do have one of those.
Yeah, and give me just a couple of minutes. I'll find it.
Yeah, if you don't have it, I mean, we got time, because this thing's really only covering one or two towns right now. Mr. Sean, are you still there? W-A-D.
Yo, what talk group are we on?
We are on Fred's, 31261. Central Michigan's, but I wanted to try the other one.
You know, your ID is showing up as that talk group.
Could you be confusing ID for talk group?
No. If you look at the, and this is where I'm a little gray, and I'm still learning, but if you look at my ID, it's going through, I see what you're saying. Even though I'm using this repeater, it should be my ID, shouldn't it? Not the repeater's ID.
Yeah, your repeater looks like it's a user on the statewide one talk group instead of Pat being a talk group.
So that's another button I'm going to have to figure out.
So earlier when I did 315049, you said you were hearing me. I wonder if you were coming back. Maybe if you came back as a private call, we'd have communicated.
Sure. Let's go there for 30 seconds. If not, we'll meet you back here. And then we can bag it for the night. I'll do more reading. I've made a lot of headway. I'm actually kind of proud of myself. Different talker. WAD.
So, guys, Cape here. Where'd you go?
Hey, Phil, it's Tim. I'm still here, but Sean and Wally took off someplace else. They're testing something. I'm not sure if they're on that repeater he's working on or where they go, but they think they were going to come back. N-A-W-R-O.
Yeah, I was. They were talking about something I'm wondering about, too. When I go through my hotspot, coming through MI5, it shows a different ID number. Yet on the last heard page, it shows my call, so I'm confused.
Yeah, that's always confused me, too, and I think they just were talking about that just a few minutes ago and trying to resolve that. Is it an issue? Is it not an issue? I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, if the page is showing in the right call, I mean, it's finding the right ID, why is it not being passed through if it's coming through a hotspot?
It does seem to be the question of the night right now.
Okay, are you going to be at breakfast tomorrow?
Yes, sir. Bringing up the sign-in sheet and everything. Might be a little lighter turnout. But I have that the one from New Haven. I cannot remember his name now. He is going to show up, too. So that'll be good. Tom's got stuff to do, so he's not going to be there. Jack will be there, though. That'll be nice.
Well, I wanted to see Tom's vehicle. All right. I'm planning on being there, unless I oversleep or something.
All right, very, very good, yeah. Same thing for me. If I don't stop playing with radios and get to bed, then I'll have an issue too. But, it's good. It's just down the road for me. You got a little bit of a drive there.
Yeah, I think it takes me on a Sunday morning about 35 minutes.
That's worth it. They got some good food there. Once in a while, they get our orders messed up, but they fix it. So they do a pretty good job when we have the big group there. So, yeah, no complaints. Everything's expensive nowadays, but they're not too bad.
Right. All right. We'll see you tomorrow. So it sounds like their issue is also some big question mark in my mind. All right. Catch you later, K-A-P-R.
Later, N-A-W-R-O.
It's a good one. It says, it usually indicates a configuration error or controller setting.
Well, duh. Was there you, Wally? What did you say? I kind of want to turn the volume down just as I heard and started to hear you.
Okay. I was talking with Sean. I Googled their research of why this is sending. You look at the idea. It's sending the idea of my repeater and not the idea of my handheld. And it says, so here's an AI answer. It indicates the configuration error.
Oh, my God. I never would have thought of that. Well, that's I was questioning that too. I don't know if you heard Tim and I talking. The when I go through my hotspot on the board on the last heard page, it shows my call correctly. So it's getting my call, my ID somehow. Yet on my radio display, it's got some other number. So I'm confused, just like you are.
I guess I'm going to have to ask it, what do you mean by a configuration error?
I wish I had a brand nice to repeater.
Kind of do. What's up? Jeff, how's it going? Good evening.
Well, not much. Just getting something easier for dinner.
Graduation party tonight. This guy has a smoker. I forget the name of it. Looked beautiful. I don't know if any of you guys are into cooking and smoking stuff. I Googled this smoker. This thing was like $4,000 freaking dollars. Unbelievable for a wood pellet smoker.
Give me a story.
That'll be a baby.
Hey, beer.
Kilo Fox 8, Alpha Tango Charlie, Monterey, standby.
Hey, Tim. This is Tim, NAWRO in Richmond. Haven't heard you in a while. How are you doing?
I'm doing real good. Yeah, I haven't been keying up. I've been pretty busy. But I'm always out here monitoring off and on and just enjoying a nice campfire right at the moment. The wind didn't die down. Really nice out now. The heat's gone. I'm still hearing, but it's perfect night.
Boy, that sounds real nice right about now. Hey, listen, I just want to let you know, Jack is coming out to our breakfast we're having in New Haven tomorrow. It is kind of early, so I don't know if all hands are welcome to come to New Haven, and we start at 8:30. So it's a little early there, but you're more than welcome to come out. As far as I know, Jack will be coming out.
Well, I appreciate the invite. I probably won't be able to make it. I'm over at my property right now. Actually, I'm sitting out here in Canada. I'm out in Arrow. I don't know if you know where that's at. I'm about 25 miles south from Windsor. I'm about 10 minutes from Lake Erie. Sitting out at the campfire in a handheld.
Yeah, you'd be definitely out of position to make that breakfast tomorrow. So, but that sounds good. Yeah, I wish I was there. Of course, I'm getting a little sleepy. Staying up too late for me here, so. Well, I appreciate hearing you. Always happy to have a QSO there. I'll let Jack know I heard you tonight. NAWRO, I'll be clear after you, sir. Have a good one.
All right, Jim. NAWRO? Hopefully I got it right. All right, I appreciate the QSO. So just I'm enjoying a fire. And, I'm going to sleep in one day tomorrow. I went to a fishing derby today on Lake Erie. We didn't win anything, but we had lots of fun. It was rough out there this morning. Lots of door prizes and stuff. So it was kind of a long day. I'm going to sleep in one day and probably leave here for Monday morning for work. So appreciate the contact. This is KF8ATC. Really clear and listening for now.
Cap, you're final. That sounds wonderful. NAWRO, clear. And I'll probably be shutting down shortly here for the night. Have a good one.
WAPD.